Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
The bins are out, the sun is out, and my titties are out.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Oh, no.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
No, he's not right, Ben.
No.
This is not a good time of year for him. He gets into September and loses his way.
Cats don't.
I'll tell you what happens, Damien Barrett joins us.
Oh, yes.
Shortly. Big finals to talk about with him, of course. And then a joke later on, which will be poor.
Yep.
Because they're bad anyway, yep. And Monday's real bad, and so maybe about 6:55 you want to tune out?
No.
You should.
Jim, that's rule number one. You don't tell people that listen to us to tune out,
Jim. I reckon by then people are just about out enough. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jim. Great to see you. I think you're on your
I'm
way
off.
Too.
Yes, I'm off.
We might talk about that later.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
And you sure?
Oh, Rosie's got the buttons going. Well done, Babs. Hello, Rabbit. Reports Josh Kennedy has suffered a knee injury at training. Not confirmed yet. I'm just getting them from my sources.
Oh, your sources.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So Damo will be all over that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I think Tim Gossage has said no, that didn't happen.
Oh. Okay. CC's in the app.
Oh, no.
The spoiler comes in. Do you, Rabs?
Well, just accurate sort of reporting is what we're after.
I don't know if Josh did do a knee, by the way.
No, he didn't.
Looking back, Jim.
No, he absolutely didn't.
Oh, Jim, we're all set and loaded for prelim finals. The first one, the Cats and Melbourne, Optus Stadium, 7:50 on Friday night.
Yes, please.
Who wins that off
Melbourne.
The top? Melbourne. All
right. Yes, although I admire hell out of Geelong, so they will be in it up
okay.
to their necks.
Second prelim, Port Adelaide v the Western Bulldogs in Adelaide, of course.
Tighter for me, that one. The Dogs, you just, once they get into these finals, Bill, they find a way.
Don't they?
Amazing.
Scrap.
They do.
Bite.
Well done.
Do everything. Yeah. Well done, the Dogs. I think it'll be the Cats and Dogs will go through.
Do you?
Mm.
Two upsets.
Bang, bang.
Oh, hello.
And then that'd be a nice little granny, wouldn't it? The Cats and the Dogs.
Oh, I don't think you can get a bad granny from here, by the way.
No.
All four of those sides would be great in the grand final.
Exactly right. Hey, Lachie Neal, bit of news doing the rounds. We'll talk to Damo about that.
Yes.
He wants to get out of Brisbane. Yeah. His girlfriend is pregnant and she's from Perth, so she wants to go
wife.
Home. I say girlfriend, you say wife.
Well, if he's married, it's his wife.
Well, I don't know if he is married. Look that up.
He's 100% married.
All right, then it's his wife, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Also, our man, a bit of footy, because I don't know if Damien will cross this off. Tuke Miller has won the best and fairest up there at the Suns.
With a leg in the air,
well,
I would have thought.
Only won by 166 votes, Jim.
I was gonna say.
So he, Tuke Miller on 562 votes. Will Powell. Who the f*** Will Powell? Jim.
He comes from Claremont, Will Powell.
I've never heard of him. He comes second.
Intercept defending halfback flanker, good player.
Will Powell.
Will Powell.
Well, he comes second.
And he comes from Claremont, of course, where they make him nice and hard. They breed him hard over there, Fat.
I've never. Poor old Will. Hey, well done for runners up there on the Suns' best and fairest, Jim.
You can't be saying that about a very fine young player.
No, I'm sure he is, but he slipped past me, Jim.
My sure?
No, I'm not sure about Will, but well done to Will. I'm going to follow him now.
No, you're going to follow him?
Swallow, Collins, and then Noah Anderson, 8th.
Yes.
Thought he had a bit of, and Jack Lukosius, 10th, Jim.
10th?
10th.
Right, well, I got a lift.
They do, bloody hope. The Melbourne Storm into the finals, Jim.
Rugby
of course,
league.
They had a good win. They defeated the Sharks 28-16.
Yes.
And guess who scored 3 tries? No, he didn't. He's out with a hammy, dopey. Josh Addo-Carr's out, Rabs.
Yes. Pappenhausen.
Pappenhausen now. He's back in town, Jim.
Yes.
He went bang, bang, bangity, bang, bang.
Oh, that's lots of bang.
Yeah. Well, and so they play Friday night. They take on Manly, who are going all right
Manly.
Too, at the Sunshine Coast Stadium. They win that and they go through the prelim.
Prelim.
So good luck to the Storm there.
Yes.
Bledisloe Cup, Jim.
Oh, we can't be even talking about it.
New Zealand, 38.
What is going on?
Australia, 21. That was in Perth.
It's embarrassing.
was at Optus Stadium in Perth. But no, they're just going, the old Aussies there. What else we got
Ashley
for
Ashley Barty.
Oh, come on, Ash. She was 5-2 up in the third, Jim.
What's that about?
Serving for the set and got rolled by American in front of their, I think it was 20,000 fans. They would have been cheering on, what's her name? Shelby.
Yep, yep.
Named so, after the... No. Car, Jim.
The Cobra.
Yeah.
Well, and then you've got Daniel Ricciardo there. What's going on with him? He's meant to be in a decent car now. Went to McLaren. This was meant to be a good fit for him.
Yeah.
So he could show us what he was capable of.
His
after
teammate's
Red Bull.
Doing all right, too.
Well, this is the, I don't get what's going on
Matt,
there.
You're
Something's
right.
wrong.
Because he had excuses before, yes. and the car was no good.
Yep.
But now he's in a good one.
Exactly. And what's he on about?
It hasn't happened for him since leaving Red Bull, has it?
No, it has not.
I don't think it's happened for him since he left here, Australia.
Oh. Well, he's won a few GPs.
How many? He's won two. And we love him. He's
since smiling. He left Australia. You got no option but to leave Australia when you're a Formula One
Who
driver.
Who was the other F1 driver that...
Mark Webber.
...didn't finish a lot? Yeah. DNF. Poor old Webbs. We had him on one day, Jim. And he's... And he came into the studio.
Yeah,
and
I said, no, I remember it.
You got in, your car didn't break down.
Oh, boy, that would have gone down well. Hey, he would have enjoyed that.
Hey, it didn't go down. Now, also, the Paralympics is done and dusted. Mm-hmm. Well done to everyone there.
Yep.
Australia finished eighth, Jim, with 21 gold. Gold!
That's good, 21.
Yeah, 29 silver. You got the silver.
Yes.
And 30 bronze. 80 medals, Jim. But what about China? China had 96 gold.
That's ridiculous.
96, Jim.
That's ridiculous.
They had 60 silver.
Yeah.
51 bronze. silver. 207 medals to China. Well done. Great Britain, second. That's not a bad effort. Right. United States, then Russia, Netherlands, Ukraine.
Yeah, what about your mob?
Brazil, Australia, Italy, and finishing 10th, Jim.
Yes.
Azerbaijan. They only got 19 medals, Jim. My friend. My friends in the Arbs. They only got 19 medals. 14 of them were gold.
Oh.
That's a good effort.
That's a good ratio.
Oh, great ratio.
For the Azerbaijan.
Arbies. Well done to the Arbies. They were very good. Right. Represented their country great. Yep. And just to finish off, because Dame, I can see him on the Zoom there. Oh, who's that? Oh, no, Damien. Righto. Brian. Brian on the weekend calling the footy Saturday night.
Brian.
Very good, Brian. And you're going to be living with Brian.
Yes, it's true.
How will that go?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. But Brian was calling and he sent out a cheerio to one of his mates on Triple M.
It is amazing. Live up. People at home would be sitting and be astounded. I know Bobby sitting out there and watching with the boys in the shed out there and a few girls. They wouldn't be happy with it.
Well, I'm not sure you're allowed to do that at the moment.
Oh, no, they're probably not. No, it's just Bobby sitting home by himself.
Oh, right.
Oh, no, I think they all live there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those white. Oh, no, sorry. I hope the old blue light's not flashing out there shortly.
Oh, poor old Bobby sitting home going, Brian, shut up.
No, thanks.
Damo's up next.
All right, come on.
It's the Rush Hour on the Listener app and on your radio with JB and Billy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Arc de Triomphe.
Oh!
And
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. A massive semi-final weekend of footy has been run and won, and Damien Barrett's in the studio to chat about it.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session. Footy isn't footy without a hot 4-20. Find your favourite 4-20 in your local supermarket freezer aisle or convenience store pie warmer today.
Damo, where do we start as we say hello to you from Perth?
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. And it's a strange one to work out what is the biggest talking point out of the round. Is it Lockie Neal? Is it the Geelong Cats getting back into another prelim? Is it the amazing Western Bulldogs win? Ultimately, though, we've got ourselves back, haven't we, to the round 23 fixturing where we had amazing games, Geelong versus Melbourne and Port Adelaide versus Western Bulldogs, which were decided by a kick. One of those games decided after the final siren. And here we are again, 4 weeks down the track. Those same matchups, but being the same four teams remaining in the 2021 race. It's not a script you would have thought was possible when they had those round 21 fixtures out at the start of the year. And the way those games unfolded, to me, makes them line ball, Jim, when it comes to trying to predict how they look in the prelim final, despite what the bookmakers are saying. They're saying that the two teams that had the week off in week two are pronounced favourites. I don't see it that way. I see it genuinely 50-50 matches.
Okay. In my own head, and we're very early on in the week, things can change. I have Melbourne comfortable favourites, but the other game I reckon is a lot tighter.
Well, the bookies, you're right, about $1.50 both Melbourne and Port Adelaide, and the Cats $2.65 and the Western Bulldogs $2.70. So that's where it should be. They've had the week off. They sit back and watch, and I reckon Port Adelaide would have liked what they saw yesterday. Pretty big game for the Western Bulldogs. Yeah. A couple of injuries maybe with a bump. We'll see what happens during the week. Yep. What happens with Waitman, that could happen throughout the week too. So I reckon they'd be pretty happy with that, Port Adelaide.
Yeah, I agree with that, Jim. Sorry, Bill. And we may as well start with the Bulldogs then if we're going in that path. Look, two really good finals wins after losing the last three home and away games. And they've had to, certainly in the weekend just gone, had to rejig their team on the run, didn't they? Obviously, that Waitman coming out of it just before half time, and then the dominance that was at play in the centre of the ground with the big O, Oscar McInerney. Yeah. But the way Tim English responded, he'd been under as much siege, I think, as any person on that Bulldogs list. And it was a good second half. It was a second half that gave him and his club confidence that, hey, this combination is okay. I love Bailey Smith's game even before that incredible final quarter that he'd put together. And look, Bontempelli, he had done more than enough, hadn't he, to influence that game. It wasn't his best game of the year, but he was there again. And even Bill, the way Taylor Duray was able to just stymie Cameron after that onslaught early, there was a lot to like about it. And you can just sense, can't you, what they I think they want the footy community to feel too, that this wave is building. And the fact that they've done it once before means that there's going to be some nervous Port Adelaide people at some stage in the lead-up to and during this prelim final.
No, that was a very, very good performance by them. The only thing I would say, Damo, is if we're going to continue with this ridiculous blocking rule in the ruck, throw the ball up. Because if you bounce the ball, you don't know where it's going to be. And then ruckmen aren't in a position where they can actually contest for the ball because some of the time it's landing on their head, some of the times they've got to actually run towards where the ball is. So if we want to keep that rule in the game, I'm not in favour of that, by the way, then don't bounce the ball. Because late in the game, that free kick just handed him a centre clearance.
It did.
You can't do that.
I know, and he did put up his knee and he looked at it. That was the problem. He looked at him, big O. But, gee, there were some free kicks, by the way. 41 on Friday night, 47 on Saturday night. Just too many. And we spoke about it yesterday on the Sunday footy show. And that's a Tiki Touchwood one. So when both players look at each other and the umpire and go, who, me? All right, I'll have it.
But, Fat, we say it all the time. It should be home and away, but it certainly should be in finals. Put the whistle away, let the players play. That's what the finals are about. And it's only my personal view. I know the great Lee Matthews, Damo, has a completely opposite view. He says there aren't enough free kicks paid, which I find astounding, but everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Right. Hey, what about the Lions, Damo, there? Have they Greg Blewett? Because they had 14 more inside 50s, of course, playing at home, and they've gone out in straight sets again a day after the game now. What do we say about the Lions?
I think it's been opportunity lost, Bill. The 1-5 scoreline they've got now from 2019, 20 and 21, five of those matches have been played at the Gabba. Two of those years, this year just gone, and the 2019 year, they were out in straight sets in semi-finals. Now, Chris Fagan spoke quite passionately post-match, saying that this year was the best of the three, the adversity that they had to wade through. Look, that to me is something he's entitled to say, and if I was him, I'd be saying the same thing. But it doesn't wash when you add up the 3 years. The cumulative effect of finishing top four 3 years in a row, getting five of those six finals at your home venue in the past 2 years, at your home venue when it comes to a COVID-influenced season, it's a luxury that they haven't capitalised on. And while, as he said, those two semi-finals losses were by 1 point on the weekend and by 3 points against GWS back in 2019, ultimately, their matches and their results of matches that stopped them short of even making a preliminary final, which they happened to do last year, but ultimately got blown away in, Bill.
I was wondering, I'll just just thinking on the drive up today, come up a bit earlier today,
yeah,
Jim.
Okay, but...
And Chris Scott, if that happened at GMHBA Stadium
and
they lost and they went out in straight sets, he would have copped a barreling, which he already has.
Especially, Bill, when you look at what the other teams have had to do. Melbourne have had to go to Adelaide to win a final now. They'll have to play a prelim in Perth.
What about the Dogs?
Dogs have had to travel to Tassie. And so while everyone else is getting thrown all over the place, Brisbane have had the luxury, as you say, Damo, of repeated home finals, and they've won.
They have. And they, look, they've had the injuries this year. We covered it regularly. We gave them a cop-out at times when it was required. But ultimately, the guy they recruited on big money and big cost, Joe Danaher, just wasn't to be seen in either of the two finals.
Yep,
and he just, to me, needs things on his terms. And unless he gets away to a good start, he's not the man who's going to change the fortune of a team in a crunch game like happened on the weekend.
No, so, you're spot on, Damo. You know who should ring? Tomahawk. And just have a chat to Tomahawk and say, mate, because he just doesn't. He just hasn't got the fire in the belly, Joe. He just seems to run around.
Does he want
and,
to, though, Bill? Well, does he actually want to?
No, that's a very good point. But he runs around, has a bit of fun here and kicks one a snap and, you know, and all that. But he just doesn't, maybe that's want to be a very good player there. Hey, while we're on Brisbane, Lachie Neale, Damo, I know you're all over this, as you are. What is going on?
It's going to move pretty dramatically, this story, Bill. It already has in the short time since it was broken by Ryan Daniels at Seven News in Perth last night. What I do know to this point is that it had the lines scurrying. They had no line of sight on this. The meetings that took place within minutes of that report going to air were quite dramatic. And some of them were trying to have, rightly, one of those Sundays where their season's finished, just having a few quiet drinks with themselves and even, amongst themselves. But they just dropped everything, jumped on the Zooms, and players were hooking up with each other. Again, I haven't yet to speak to someone who knew of this possibility from the Lions before it was made public. Now, I'm assuming quite a few people, or at least a couple of important people at the Dockers knew of it, because you don't just play a semi-final, lose it, and then this story, I'm going to wake up the day after and say I want to leave. So it's interesting, though, Jim and Bill, isn't it? Because you go back to 2018, Dane Beams did the same thing to the Brisbane Lions with a contract to run, and he wanted out and he left. But that was the opening for Lachie Neale to come in at the end of 2018 under the same circumstances. He left Fremantle with the contract to run. He's currently got 2 years to run. So I'd imagine there's going to be a lot of hardball being played, but we've seen this play out, haven't we? There's a blueprint for this. Once the player of this ilk says he wants out, he usually goes. Mm. He usually goes.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting for Freo too. His chair are leaving.
Well, so they might get pick six from Carlton, say. Yep. Would that be enough to get Lachie?
Well, it's a beautiful pick to start the conversations, isn't it? We're not dealing with a pick 15 or 16. It's a good starting point. And as we know, any party involved in any of these trades always tries to get more than what is on the table. So at least that, though, if indeed it does go down that path, that pick six being from the Carlton Footy Club to the Dockers for Chera, it's as good a starting point as you're going to get for a trade involving someone who is the Brownlow medalist of last year. And while he's 28, you'd think that he's still got a lot of footy left. I mean, he's problems this year were injury related, weren't they? They weren't to do with form. No, they were just to do with his body.
Jeez, you're taking that. You're taking that. What pick do they have themselves?
Who?
Freo. They'll have eight or I'm trying to think.
Something like that. Finish. Not that finish, won't
ten,
they?
Ten or
so,
nine.
Yeah, so you're hanging on to nine, and you're getting Lachie Neale in
Brisbane. But Jim, Brisbane will say we want both.
No, well, you're not getting both.
Well, mate, he's two best and fairest, a Brownlow medalist.
They will say that,
but they won't get, well, unless,
all
unless Peter Bell is not the man I think he is. You're not giving them both. You're not giving them both. You're handing them pick six, and you're keeping your other one, and you're getting him in, or you're saying, we'll stay with what we got. Yeah. That's what I'd be saying.
Yeah, I mean, look, last year, the Bulldogs, this guy's name's not as big as Lachie Neale, but Dunkley had the same situation, wanted out of the Bulldogs last year. They held him to the long-term contract that he's got, and that's the way it may play out. It needs to be factored in. His wife, Lachie Neale, is pregnant, and there are family reasons behind the desire to go back to where he started his AFL career.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll have a look at the other game, of course. The Cats just marching into a
prelim. And look out. When you make a prelim, anything can happen, Jim.
Hello, Bill.
Look out.
He already made the quiz about himself on Saturday, so we can probably hear a bit more about Bill's prelim
final. Someone in the background at Damo's room. We'll come back and chat about that.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
This is Damo's Recovery Session on Triple M's Rush Hour.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy and Damien Barrett is chatting semi-finals.
And well done, Chris Scott. Another prelim final, Damo, for a ridiculously maligned coach for me. His record is outstanding. And the
couldn't
Cats
agree,
are in the final four and you can't do any more than that.
No, well, I couldn't agree more. I just don't. I don't get the criticism of this club and their ability to continually present and their desire to recruit every single season to be up at the top of the ladder. I mean, you and I regularly discuss the woes of the Carlton Footy Club that have had five different resets in the past 18 years, and you line that up with what Geelong's dished up. They've made preliminary finals in 12 of the past 18 years. That's 2004 when that sequence started. But even the isolated Chris Scott part of that equation. It's 7 of 11 now in prelim final finishes. Now, obviously, with him, there's a winning grand final and a losing grand final as part of that sequence as well. And again, there's a lot to lose when you get to this stage again. And as such, they will be in tears if they were to fall short again this weekend. But ultimately, Jim, I reckon they've allowed themselves now to go into this game, unusually for the Cats, as the underdog.
Yes.
And that can create, can't it?
Absolutely.
An asset for that club as it now goes ahead with what does lie ahead for it. So I just find it intriguing, too, because you go back to that round 23 game we touched on. They didn't have Tui, they didn't have Duncan, and they didn't have Radicalia in that game. And yet they found themselves 42 points up in the third quarter against Melbourne. So you take away the disaster that happened after that point, but you add those key players. And I say regularly as a key player because it changes the dynamic, doesn't it, of how that forward line looks. So I reckon it's at line ball. I know you still think Melbourne's the clear-cut favourite. And again, gun to my head, I'd be picking Melbourne, but I just think it's game on. I really do.
No, I think so. Lever's got to go to Radaglia, which is very important.
Does he go to him, Bill? Or does he try to do what he normally does and intercept and zone
off? Well, the Cats all structure it, so he has.
Then he's got to be smart, Bill. That's Radaglia's got to be smart. He's got to go to dangerous places. Otherwise, Lever will just fold off him.
But surely you say, let's look for Radaglia early. Mm. Let's kick one. And if he kicks an early goal, Lever goes, oh, hang on. Yeah, they're going to kick to him. Yeah. And then Hawkins and May, of course. And then that leaves Jeremy Cameron floating around, probably who gets him petty crimes.
Yeah, he's been good.
Yeah, he's been good. So that'll be interesting. But we must say on a positive, Leon Cameron and the Giants.
Yeah.
What a year.
Yeah, nuts.
Fantastic. The injuries and suspensions and all that.
And also, Damo, they kept coming. If you're attached to that club the other night, you're proud of what they did. They could easily have been blown away in that game. But Callum Ward and Taranto, they just kept putting their head over the footy and charging. I was so impressed with that.
And I quite like what they did. They were so undermanned, and particularly when Jesse Hogan came out of the team late. But I quite like what they did. They just tried to hold it together as best they can until three-quarter time. And then I think they had the plan to just be close. And in the end, it was 32 points, which was way too far away. But they then used this slingshot style, didn't they? And they got it going. And there was a five-minute patch of genuine nervousness there when they got it bound to 20 points. And even beneath that, I think, at one stage. You just didn't know what was going to happen for that period of time. So, I mean, well done, because it was mission impossible when Hogan went out, but they had a crack and they did. And as we discussed last week, when they won the final against the Swans, to win finals in five different seasons as a coach, it's a phenomenal record and one that I think and hopefully is acknowledged by the entire competition, because he's been under as much siege, Bill, as you pointed out moments ago, Leon Cameron, as anyone in the competition. He's under as much siege as Nathan Buckley and David Teague at the start of this year, and yet he's come out with a winning a final, and the other two have gone.
The other matchup I like, Jim, the wingmen have become very important in today's game. You got Brayshaw and Langdon, who have been very good for the Ds, Menengola and Isaac Smith.
Yep.
So that's an interesting little one.
And a ground where they're very important.
Well, very important. And also, obviously, Reece Stanley, who was really good on the weekend, I thought. He's up against Max Gorn. So that's what it comes down to there.
Finishing on GWS, Damo, the two greens, you've got Daniels, Finlayson, Kennedy, O'Halloran, Reed. Yeah, I mean, they had eight of their best 22 not playing in that
Toby
game.
Toby Green. Well, both greens, as you said. But
I mean, so his is another story. But, you know, so for Leon, he'll be just sitting back going, well, give me most of them.
Yeah.
I mean, give me the run that Goody's had. Well, Melbourne have hardly drawn an injury all year. He has not been able to pick his best team once this year.
You know what else I liked on the weekend? the crowds. How good were the crowds? 44,000 at Perth.
Yep.
And at Brisbane, you could hear it through the TV. How loud were they? 36,470 there. So it's good to have crowds, and it was fantastic footy. So we look forward to a prelim. And that is that some? Oh, you got something, Damo?
No, I was just going to ask Jim. You're a showman, Jim, and you always like to carry on a bit, and you appreciate showmen and showwomen. What did you make of Bailey Smith's Ice in the Vein celebrations?
I didn't know what it was. At an age where that sort of stuff, I have to ask someone else.
The kids.
And the kids, exactly. And
did they all know?
So when I first saw it, I thought it was, the vaccination. I'm like, good on him. Yeah. We all need to get bloody vaccinated. I actually admire that. And then Fred or George, one of them, goes, Dad, it's Ice in the Veins because he kicked the goal. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. So I was not as impressed because I thought he was making a very strong and necessary statement. But I love him. I love how he goes about it, and he's just getting better and better.
What about that goal? The goal on the left foot. Now, someone in the background there I can see.
No, there's not, Bill. I'm not allowed anyone in the room, Bill. You know that. I've nearly finished my quarantine, but I've still got a few days to go.
What about your best mate? Your best mate, your new bestie. BFF.
Who's that, Bill?
Basil, of course.
Oh, Basil, yes.
How's Basil going?
I'll invite him in once I'm allowed to after the 14 days are up. I think he wants to come in, Bill, so we'll have a catch-up at that stage.
We had to pre-record this early because I've got to get on a plane, obviously, and get over to Perth myself. And Damo said, well, I've only got a window because I've got to speak to Basil.
Of course.
So we're getting moved around because of Basil's show.
I've actually pushed Basil. I've actually cancelled Basil today, Jim, to fit you guys in. You always take priority. You know that.
Good.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I'm not on Basil's show today.
What about the ambassador, the City of Perth cap on the weekend, Jim? Wearing that on the Zoom.
I'm an ambassador. I'm an ambassador for the city.
Oh, come on, Damien.
Taken off, Jim. It's taken off.
Don't have any buses or anything.
No buses. Oh, have we got a bus?
One for Damien.
Oh, hello.
It's still where it's been for 8 years. We're just leaving it there, Jim. We're going to get that second bus and take it off. Put it up on the blocks as well, next to the other one there at Princess Park, and you can have a friend.
If you've ever seen the film Into the Wild,
yes,
that's what that bus looks like. It's got hobos living in it.
Bears walking past it.
Exactly right. Bloody hell. All right, well, next time we speak to you, Purple, you will be a free man.
I will too be. And the next time I speak to you,
you
won't be.
Where will you be?
I don't know yet.
Where are you going?
I don't have the same rules as everyone else.
Yes, you do. And you better.
You've got to on this time.
Otherwise, I'll get my man Basil onto you too, Jim.
Oh. There are some rules that don't apply to me.
If I see you with a City of Perth cap, look out.
Wow. I might get the WA helmet back out, the one that I couldn't get to fit on my head. Hey, Purple, well done.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Damo's Recovery Session on Triple M's Rush Hour. Footy isn't footy without a hot 4-20. Find your favourite 4-20 in your local supermarket freezer aisle or convenience store pie warmer today.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, a joke to wrap up the show next.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
For selfwealth.com.au, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And now, Fat.
Yes.
This is the last time we're going to be in the same studio doing this show for the year.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Face to face.
That's it.
Why? Because you're going to Perth.
To Perth, 14 days of quarantine. And then the grand final week. And then, of course, grand final day is, and we're done.
So you are going with Channel 7.
Yes.
So yourself and Brian going over.
Thank you, Brian.
So you and Brian.
Yes.
And where are you staying?
In a house.
You and Brian.
In a house. And you know what you got to do? You got to download an app. I think it's called G2G.
Yeah.
And they ring you. Yeah. And within 5 minutes, you've got to have taken a selfie and sent it back to them, which they can clearly trace.
Yeah.
And if you haven't rung them back inside the 5 minutes allocated,
yeah,
then the police either arrive or ring you, and you better have a very good reason why you haven't sent it back.
Could you?
So we're going to be on air, potentially.
Oh, and you've got to send...
And then suddenly our phone rings while we're in the middle of a break. I've got to take a photo and send it, Fat.
Are you Zooming from the house?
Yes.
Right. You could be at a pub.
No.
And just walk into a back area and just take
There's
it.
Some way, I don't know, right. Don't ask me about
So you and Brian living together for 14 days, Jim?
Daisy said no.
Daisy Pierce?
Yep.
Channel 7.
I don't blame her.
Luke Hodge?
I wouldn't do that either if I was her.
Yeah, I would not pay. Oh, Daisy, fair enough.
No, exactly. Hodgie didn't want any piece of us either.
No.
You know, I'd rather quarantine on my own.
And Duck?
No, Hodgie got there earlier. So.
And Duck?
Duck, no. He's staying here.
Oh, right.
Okay. Doing the prelims and then the grand final show from South Melbourne.
So how do you and Brian get on? Like,
good.
You're going to be close for a long
always
time.
Always have got on well. He'll but it's a big house.
He'll be walking around nude.
No, I don't think. I don't think that, Bill.
Blue ringers on those big white undies. He'll be walking around in those.
I'm very confident that won't be happening. Now, Fat.
Yes.
So send me off in style with something humorous.
I'm sorry, Jim.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jimmy, this is for you as you we bid you farewell.
Yes.
My wife can burn around 2,000 calories a day, Jim, which is good, isn't it?
Yep.
Sometimes more, sometimes less. It all depends on what she cooks.
Oh, no. just a real bad one, isn't it?
Yep, that's crap.
Yep.
I said to her, what's on telly tonight, though? She didn't answer. I said, dust.
Oh, my God. So make a bad thing worse, isn't it?
There you go, Jim. You've
got a 5-hour flight to think about those.
Telling the hosties. I bet you say the hostie, hey, Dale, I got a joke for you.
Shut my eyes, 2F, and try and forget
that. How much wine do you reckon you'll drink in the next 14 days?
Certainly on this flight, I
plan. Hey, I'm here. Good vibes only.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50K cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.